going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Trump's mass deportation raids result in a huge spike in arrest of terrorists roaming the U.S., including one of India's most wanted. So while the left sent senators and Congress folks down to El Salvador to help the cause of a Maryland man, who, of course, is not a Maryland man. He's an El Salvadorian resident. I mean, citizen.
Especially now. He's both right now.
But it was there was an interesting exchange with a congressperson, one of them that I believe she just went down there, or maybe she was broadcasting from there. I don't know. But Laura Ingraham was asking her, and this is the question.
Okay.
You want to bring him back. You're saying, hey, you can't go against the Supreme Court, even though the language they used, isn't you have to bring him back. But you want to bring him back. Okay. You really, really do. And then she asked, okay, what would you like the process to be if just whatever happened, and for whatever reason he is brought back, then what should the process be? The woman would not answer the question.
Then what do they want to happen?
Well, what they want to happen is to just let him go back to Maryland and go back to his wife that he beat at one time, and just all is good. That's really what they want. Forget the MS-13. They don't care.
Hmm.
She wouldn't say, well, because they keep using this word due process.
Right.
Laura Ingraham said, well, what due process would you like or would you expect?
Wow.
And she, again, wouldn't answer the question and kept talking over Laura. And it was just, to me, it made this congressperson, like, why would you bother to go on her show if you're going to act like such an ass?
And if you can't answer the basic question that you know is going to be asked,
well,
since that's what you're fighting for, is due process for the Maryland man.
They go on there and they get, like, in their own minds, these brownie points where if they use these key phrases, due process, get a bunch of due processes in there, get a bunch of, we're a nation of laws and all that. Didn't seem to be a nation of laws for 4 years under Biden when 18 to 20 million, whatever, came across our borders. Didn't seem to be all worried about the rule of law at all being followed then.
Local law enforcement not required to work with ICE for the law enforcement of our country.
The whole premise of a sanctuary city is not following the rule of law. So then they pull out the old rule of law and due process.
Oh,
it just and then when if you really push them on it, what do? They backpedal and they go, well, it's really not necessarily about this one guy Garcia. It's about due process in general. I guess
you had to go all the way down there for the general topic.
I guess what they want is they want to at the very least, I guess, just tie it every individual case up in the courts for so long. They know that most of them will never be sent back, especially if they can just outlast the Trump administration, I guess, and if they gain some power, win some elections, the Democrats, then, well, they'll do what they can to, well, make it a bigger mess than they already have over the last 4 years. This is, I said a long time ago, I go, we've got some rapes, some murders going on. We've got terrorists in our country. We haven't even scratched the surface of what eventually is going to come to fruition out of this, if that's really the right term. It's not really fruit. I guess it would be bad fruit. The Trump administration's mass deportation raids have nabbed more than 200 known or suspected terrorists since January. So are these people, if you find one in Michigan, you go, well, he's a Michigan man. He's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Includes one of India's most wanted, who is accused of masterminding a grenade attack on a cop there and has ties to a U.S.-designated terrorist organization in Pakistan. Since the president's inauguration, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have arrested 219 known or alleged terrorists, marking a 655% increase from the same period last year when there were 29 such arrests under former President Joe Biden. And I guarantee you, they didn't even want that to happen.
No.
That was law enforcement that knew they had to do their due diligence because these people are dangerous and a threat to our homeland. Among the dozens of terrorists swept up in Trump's raids was Harpreet Singh, a citizen of India who entered the U.S. illegally January 27th of 2022, crossing from Mexico into Arizona, and was swiftly released into the country by Border Patrol agents with a future court date, which is exactly what they were told to do then under the Biden administration. And they're to blame for allowing Singh to roam the country for more than 3 years. More than 3 years. The Biden administration not only let a wanted terrorist into our country, but after he was arrested by Border Patrol agents, they released him into the interior. While it's shocking, it's not surprising given what the Biden administration was routinely doing. Singh is one of his home country's most wanted men for providing terrorist funds, recruitment, and planning of grenade attack on an Indian police station and on a retired cop's house with the intent to kill and instill fear among law enforcement officers, according to DHS.
Wow.
So,
sure, let's just drop them off. Let them roam around our country. No big deal.
And what a mess. Yeah. What a Biden mess we're left to clean up. But yet, Democrats want to do everything they can to get in the way.